Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Extended Hands of God Highway Ministry. And we've got Pastor English here from Galloway Full Gospel Church in Springfield, Missouri. John's been coming up here for right at a year now, blessing us every Thursday morning. He also sits on the question and answers with Brother Curtis. And just look forward to hearing what the Lord's laid on your heart, Lord. I think you started last week, wasn't it, the series on prayer, and part two of that tonight. So looking forward to it, brother.
Well, I tell you what, I just think it's a wonderful privilege to be here again. And like I always say, this line has been a more of a blessing to me than I could ever imagined. And last week we started a little series on the subject of prayer, and I truly do believe that God desires for His children to understand prayer more. I think He truly desires for us to realize just how wonderful prayer is. I believe that prayer is a wonderful blessing that we have. And this morning we're going to go just a little bit further. It's a very simple message. But, you know, sometimes we've got to be reminded of just what God wants us to hear. We've got to be reminded, you know. And I know that you're not going to hear something this morning that you've never heard before, I don't think. And I know that everybody on this line, like I said last week, I'm sure that everybody on this line, we understand prayer. We know about prayer. We know the power of prayer. But I believe that God wants to remind us, because as I said last week, the time to pray is right now. If there's ever been a time that the church is needed to pray, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, it is right now. And I believe that the devil, the adversary, would like nothing more than to fight against our prayers. The last thing the devil wants us to do is to pray. The last thing that he wants us to do is to call out to God, because I believe that the adversary sometimes has a better understanding of the power of prayer than sometimes the children of God do. Because I believe that if we truly understood and if we truly knew the power that was behind the prayers of God's people, I believe that we would pray more than we pray right now. So this morning, I want to begin, and I want to read a scripture to you that is found in the book. Let me get over to the scripture. The book of 1 John, chapter number 5. Now, there are so many scriptures in the Bible concerning prayer and the power of prayer, and one of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah, chapter number 33, verse number 3. And the Bible says there in Jeremiah that if we would call on God, that He would hear us, that He would answer us, that He would show us great and mighty things that we know not. And I want you to truly think about that phrase there at the end of the text. It says that He would show us great and mighty things that we know not. If we would call on Him, that He would show us great and mighty things. Also in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse number 14, a scripture that we quote many times in the body of Christ, that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And after we read through that scripture and we understand that if we would begin to pray and seek the face of God and turn from our wicked ways, God then makes the promise that He would hear our prayer, that He would heal our land, that He would forgive our sin. So I believe that prayer is much more powerful than we sometimes realize. And the scripture I want to read quickly is found in the book of 1 John, chapter number 5, verse number 14. And this is what the Bible said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And I want to read that again and just point out to you a few of the key words that I want you to notice this morning. And this is the confidence that we have in him. I'm going to tell you this morning that I've got confidence in God. There's a lot of things in this world that people put their confidence in. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of individuals that this world, they put their confidence in those things. But many times when we put our confidence in the things of this world, let me tell you, and I think you already know, that the things of this world, they will fail you. The things of this world, they will let you down. If you put your confidence in a man, sooner or later, they'll let you down. If you put your confidence in a church or in a denomination or even in a preacher, many times, before it's over, they're going to let you down. But as a child of God, we have the assurance, we have the promise of the Lord, we have the wonderful privilege of being able to put our confidence in our God. And if we will put our confidence in our God, if we will trust the Lord, if we will believe in him, we can have the assurance that God will never let us down. We can have the assurance that God will always be there, that he will never fail us, he will never fall short of his promise, that our God, we can have confidence in him. And if we have our confidence in him, if we will trust in him, if we will believe, this is what the scripture says, that this is our confidence in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he heareth us. That this is a wonderful promise of the word of God, that if we will ask of God according to his will, that he'll hear us. Jeremiah 33:3, it's another promise, that if we will call unto him, that he will answer us. It's a promise, it's an assurance that can be our confidence. We can know that we know that we know that when we bend our knee in prayer, when we begin to call on the name of God, when we begin to pray and ask in faith, when we pray according to his will, the Bible says that he heareth us, that we can know that our confidence is that God will hear us when we pray. And the scripture goes on to declare, and if we know that he hears us, if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. Now, what this scripture here explodes into my heart. This scripture right here, this makes such a difference in me to know that if I pray that I can, number one, have confidence that he's going to hear me, and if he hears me, that I know I can have whatsoever I have asked, my petitions of him, that I can go to the throne of grace boldly, knowing that my God hears me, knowing that my God will answer me, knowing that if I ask according to his will, that God said, I will provide for you. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning that, again, let me go back to something I said in the beginning, that if we truly understood the power of prayer, I believe that every one of us, we would be praying more than we are praying. I know that everybody on this line, I believe that you pray. I said this last week as well, and I will say it again, that when I have a need, this line is one of the first places I call, if not the first place. I know that we understand prayer. We have a reality of prayer. We know what prayer does. We know the possibilities of prayer. That I know that there's people on this line that pray. But I will tell you this morning that if we truly did understand in our heart the power of prayer, I believe that it would change the way we pray, because God's word is very clear, saying that we can have the confidence in God that if we pray according to his will, he's going to hear us, and if we know that he hears us, we know that we're going to receive an answer to the prayer that we pray. Prayer, I believe, is more powerful than we could ever even begin to dream. Sometimes I feel like in the church we diminish the power of prayer. I hear people say all the time, they say, well, I guess all we can do now is pray. I hear them say something along those lines. They will say, well, I guess all we can do now is pray. We've tried everything else. We've done everything else in our own power. We did our very best. We tried to figure it out for ourselves. But I guess the only thing left we can do now is pray. I hear that phrase come out of people's mouth. People that go to church, people that know the word of God, people that call God their Father, people that have been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I hear them say, I guess that all we can do now is pray. Can I stop and tell you this morning that prayer should have been the first thing that we ever did? Prayer, calling on the name of God, having the confidence, knowing that if I ask according to his will, that he's going to hear me. And if he hears me, then I'm going to receive an answer to my prayer. Oh, can I tell you again that prayer is more powerful. Prayer is more moving. Prayer is such a wonderful opportunity for the child of God, so that we know when we call on God that he hears us, and if he hears us, we know that he's going to answer us. Prayer, I believe, should have been the first thing, not the last thing, not the last resort. But it should have been the first thing that we ever did was to pray. When we truly understand the power of prayer, when we truly understand that God will honor the prayers of his people, I will tell you that our church, we've always put an emphasis on prayer. We've always called out to God. We've always invited him to have his way in the service. We've always opened up the service with prayer, giving glory to God, asking God to move, asking God to touch the heart of the people. But a few months ago, we started to pray 10 minutes before the service. We started to ask God to have his way. We put a new emphasis on prayer. And can I tell you that I believe that God has heard the cry of his people, that God is honoring the prayer of his people. Therefore, we are seeing greater services and a greater move of God. We're seeing people come to Jesus. We're seeing a new anointing begin to fill the service. Why? Because there's power in prayer. God honors the prayers of his people. And when we cry out to him according to his will, the Bible said he hears us, and we know this is our confidence. We know that if he hears us, he's going to answer us. Prayer is so unbelievably powerful that the adversary would like to diminish it in our hearts. He would like for us to lose sight of just how powerful prayer really is. The adversary would like to deceive us. He would like to lie and to trick, and he would like to bring the covers over our eyes. If he could get us to forget, if he could get us to forget how powerful prayer was, if he could get us to diminish prayer, if he could get us to overlook the opportunity that we have to pray and to call out to God, hear me, he would be able to stop that mighty force of prayer that has been the privilege of the body of Christ from the beginning of our conception. I said on Sunday morning I was talking about the floodgates of hell. I was talking about the fact that there's always been an evil tide, an evil flood of filth and wickedness and perversion, that there's always been the desire of the devil to overtake the land. That there's always, the Bible says, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That he roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. From the very first moment in the garden, the adversary, the devil, has always wanted to flood this world with an evil tide of filth and perversion and wickedness. He's always wanted to do what he's doing right now. But the difference has been, in the past, there's been a church that built a dam. There's been a church, one brick at a time, one prayer at a time, that built a dam that held back the floodgates of hell. There's been a church, there's been praying men and praying women. There's been a praying church that said, no, you're not going to come any further. No, we're not going to allow the adversary to come and steal, kill, and destroy. There's been a church that knew how to pray. There was a church that knew the power of prayer. There was a church that would get down in the altar and they would cry all night. They would weep between the porch and the altar. They would lift their voice to God in faith. They would trust that God would hear them. And I believe in the years past, we've seen God move mightily because of prayer. You can go back and look at every revival, every great revival that ever shook the nations of this earth, and you will find that it was born on the back of men and women that knew how to pray. It was born. Hear me this morning, that prayer has always been the powerful force of the body of Christ. Yes, we've been able to proclaim the word. Yes, God's given us all that we've ever needed, but prayer has been one of the keys that has made the church, the body of Christ, great in this world. Prayer has made the church great in years gone by. But I will tell you this morning, as I said on Sunday morning when I preached my message, that something happened in the church. We stopped manning our post. We stopped somewhere along the way believing in the power of prayer. The enemy, the adversary, he deceived us. He lied to us. He tricked us. He sold us a bill of goods. For some reason, it seems as though today much of the church doesn't understand. I will tell you today that prayer has not lost its power. Prayer has not lost its grip. Prayer still moves mighty mountains if the church will begin to pray again. And oh yes, we look at the world we're living in. We dealt with this last week. The need to pray is greater now than it's ever been before. And it's funny, and I think I said this last week, that before the church knew how to pray and the need wasn't quite as great. But now the need is greater than it's ever been before and the church doesn't know how to pray. I tell you, there's people that go to church every Sunday. They don't know how to pray. They don't have faith in prayer. They don't believe in the power. They don't even know what to say. But oh, if God would raise up a church, and maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe right here on this line, God is beginning to raise up a remnant body of believers, a remnant of people that will know the power of prayer. They will have faith in the power of prayer. Because it is prayer that's going to change everything. Situation. As we go back and look at the text, we have this confidence in him, knowing that when we pray according to his will, he heareth us. And if he hears us, we know that he's going to answer us. Now, as we look at prayer, the power of prayer, you say, how powerful is prayer? There's not even really any way to put it into words, to do it justice. Prayer is a powerful force that can literally change the face of every situation. I believe that when we look at prayer, as we go back through the scripture and we begin to study prayer, we begin to look at scriptures concerning prayer. Number one, I believe that prayer catches the ear of God. There's a lot of things that we do in this life. There's a lot of religious exercises that we participate in. There's a lot of things that we say. There's a lot of things that we do. But I believe that prayer catches the ear of God like nothing else. And I want you to hear that. Prayer catches the ear of God like nothing else. I believe that when the children of God begin to pray, that it catches his ear. Come on. I believe that when we bend our knee in prayer, it catches the very ear of our Heavenly Father. David said in the book of Psalms, he said, "In my distress I called unto the Lord, and he heard my cry." When we begin to pray, you say, how powerful is prayer? Prayer is so powerful that it will catch the ear of our Heavenly Father. It'll catch the ear of the God of all creation. When we bend our knee and we begin to pray, when we by faith lift up our voice and begin to cry out to our God in our hour of distress, in the moment of darkness, when we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, when we find ourselves walking through the fiery furnace, when we are faced with a flood tide of hell and wickedness and perversion, if the children of God will begin to pray, it will catch his ear. He will hear us. But not only does it catch his ear, but I believe that it catches his eye. That as his children begin to pray, the Bible said when the children of Israel found themselves in slavery to the Egyptians 400 years, they were in slavery, but the Bible says that they began to lift their voice to their Heavenly Father, and God saw, he heard, he knew, he watched, he witnessed what they were facing. And I believe that as children of God, when we pray, how powerful is prayer? Prayer is so powerful that it will catch the eye of God. It'll catch his eye, but not only will it catch his eye, but prayer will move the heart of God. Prayer, when we begin to pray, when we begin to call his name, when by faith we begin to ask of God, it will catch his heart. It will move his heart. What else? Prayer will move the hand of God. If we will begin to pray, I believe that God, according to his word, his heart will be moved, and his hand will move into action. We will find as we go through the scripture, David, in his distress, he cried out to God. God heard his prayer, and then God begins to reveal himself to David. Suddenly, the hand of God is applied to David's life. Suddenly, the hand of God is applied to David's situation. All throughout the Bible, we find when God's children would begin to pray, that the hand of God would move. There, I tell you, the children of Israel, they would face the adversary. They would face the problem, but they would begin to pray, and the hand of God would begin to move. I tell you how powerful is prayer. We can pray, and the hand of God will begin to move in our life. Powerful. Reality of prayer is life-changing. Prayer can literally change the face of your situation. Prayer can literally change the face of the United States of America. Prayer could literally grab onto the heart of God, move the hand of God, catch the ear of God. If the children of God will begin to pray, there is nothing that's impossible for us. That's scripture right there. That's Bible. That we can say to that mountain, listen, this is the power of prayer. If we say to that mountain, "Be thou removed and cast into the sea," and if we will not doubt in our heart, but believe that we will have those things that we have said, the Bible says we shall have those things, that mountain will be moved. You say, what are you talking about? That is the power of prayer. Understanding that as we begin to declare, as we begin to cry out to God, as we begin to seek the face of the Lord, that we have the prayer, we have the power to move mountains in our life. You know, people in this hour that we're living
living in, we look at the world. We look at the condition of our nation. We look at the condition of our government. We wonder how we got to where we are. I will tell you, the church has failed to pray. But if we want something to turn around, if we want things to change, let me tell you right now, you can write your senator, you can call your congressman, but the best thing you could ever do is to get on your knees and begin to pray. You say, but I'm just one person. There's just a few people on this line. How in the world could we ever make a difference? There is the secret. There is power in prayer. If one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. If we will come together in unity and begin to lift our voice and pray and call out to God, let me say it, there is nothing impossible for God. The power of prayer. Why is prayer so powerful? Because hear me, when we act in faith, and when faith inspires obedience, and when we begin to pray, we cast the need upon our Heavenly Father. And hear me, what we could not do in the natural, God does in the supernatural. Get this, get it again. When we begin to pray, I tell you, there is not hardly one thing I can do concerning the situation that our nation is in right now. I can go to the voting poll. I can vote for who I want to vote for. I can write my congressman. I can call my senator. I can do a few things, but nothing I can do in the natural will ever even come close to what God can do in the supernatural. Therefore, when I, by faith, begin to project my need upon God, when I by faith begin to cry out to my Heavenly Father, when I by faith take the word that I just read and have confidence knowing that He's going to hear me, when I begin to pray and I go to God and I bring this nation before God and I bring the problems and I bring my family and my needs and I begin to call on God, how many of you realize suddenly there's a transfer? Suddenly that need, it leaves the realm of the natural and it's taken and placed into the supernatural realm. And what I could not accomplish here on earth, what I could not accomplish in my own power, what I could not accomplish in the natural realm, suddenly it's put into the hands of an almighty God who the Bible says can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we might even begin to think or ask. Suddenly that thing that I could not do anything about, suddenly it's in the hands of a God who is very well capable of doing absolutely anything that needs to be done. When we by faith place it in the hands of God through prayer, hear me, God is able. I said God is able. It doesn't matter whether it's dealing with a sickness, with a bondage. It doesn't matter whether it deals with your family or with your church or a situation. It doesn't matter whether it deals with this nation. It does whatever it is, God is able. When we by faith place it in His hands through prayer, God is able to move any mountain. Any mountain God is able to move. The last several weeks, I've sent in an unspoken prayer request to this line. I've made an unspoken prayer request at our church prayer meeting. Nobody knew what it was. I'm not going to tell you what it was this morning. But I can tell you that as people began to pray, they didn't even know what it was, but they took it before the Heavenly Father. What I could not do in the natural, suddenly I saw God's hand begin to move. Suddenly I saw supernaturally God begin to undertake. Suddenly I saw by faith that you had placed that need in the hands of an almighty God. And suddenly what was not physically possible, what we could not do in the natural, suddenly God, His hand was moved into action. The prayers of God's people caught His ear. Suddenly His heart was moved. His hand went into action. And I can tell you this morning that I have seen God begin to answer that that prayer, I have seen God do supernaturally what I could not do in the natural. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? When we take our need before our Heavenly Father, when we take it by faith and we lay it in His hand, we are giving it to a God that cannot fail. We are giving it to a God that will move heaven and earth. We are giving it to a God that all He has to do is speak the word and it's done. There is power in prayer that I'm not sure we've ever truly understood. What do we do about the situation in our country? The only thing we can do is pray. Well, what do we do about the problems in our family? The only thing we can do is pray. I hope you're hearing me this morning. What do we do about that doctor's report when they come back and tell you that there's nothing they can do? The only thing we can do is pray. What do we do about the situation that we're facing at our workplace? What do we do about our unsaved loved ones? The only thing we can do is pray. There is power in prayer. We go back through Scripture. We find in the book of Genesis that judgment was about to fall upon Sodom and Gomorrah. God had already ordained judgment to come. But the Bible says that Abraham, knowing that that Lot and his family were still in Sodom and Gomorrah, he goes before the Father, and he said, "Preadventure that there might be 50 righteous. Would you spare?" And then he goes all, and he works all the way down until he finds a place where he meets God. He begins to intercede for Lot and his family. Abraham begins to talk to the Lord. Come on, you got to hear what I'm saying. Abraham, the judgment of God had already been issued. The judgment of God was coming. But here Abraham goes and stands before God and he begins to intercede. He begins to stand in the gap. He begins to make up the hedge. And we know the rest of the story, that Lot and his family was saved out of Sodom and Gomorrah. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? That is the power of prayer. I tell you that over the years, I've seen countless people come to Christ because somebody was praying for them. I've seen husbands that hated God. I've seen them come to Christ because a wife was praying for them. I saw last night a father. I saw his hand raise up. I saw him walk to the altar and bend his knee and give his life to the Lord. I went to him after service. I said, "Brother, it's good to have you. Thank God you came to the altar and you gave your heart to the Lord." He looked at me and he said, "My son has been praying for me." You say, How powerful is prayer? Prayer is so powerful that it will reach into the heart of God and it will claim the request that has been made known. If we will pray, God will move. There is nothing impossible when it comes to prayer. Brother Curtis, just the other night, we were talking on the line. And he was talking about how if the church would stand together, if we would come together in spite of our petty differences, if we would come together as men and women of God, believers in Christ, if we would come together in these last days and begin to stand shoulder to shoulder and pray, there's no telling what we would see God do. But oh, sometimes don't we forget, sometimes don't we lose sight of the power of prayer. I tell you, as we go back through Scripture again, we see example after example after example of God's ability, God's readiness to answer His children when they cry out to Him. And if we could ever grasp the power of prayer, if we could ever truly understand just what it meant to call on God in prayer, if we could ever grasp the true reality of how powerful prayer is, I tell you that we would see things change in our world. We would begin to see God move in a greater way than we've ever dreamed. We would see the hand of God move into action. We would catch the ear of our God. We, like Abraham, would intercede. We would see our loved ones come to Christ. You say, I don't know what I'm going to do about my ungodly family. I'll tell you, the only thing we can do is pray in the name of Jesus, according to the will of God, and then we will realize the power of a living God to answer the prayer that's prayed. Prayer. Let me finish up with this. Prayer is the most wonderful privilege that we have as children of God. It's a privilege to read the Word. It's a privilege to go to church. But what a privilege we have to come boldly before the throne of grace, cry out to our Heavenly Father, and to know that He's going to hear us. The need to pray is greater now than it's ever been before. But when you look at the church today, so many, they don't pray. And if they do pray, so many times the prayers of God's people today, they are self-centered. They're centered in on themselves, continually asking God to give, give, give. I need, I need, I need. I want, I want, I want. But if God could step in and transform our prayer life, if God could allow us to in the Spirit begin to see the need to pray, I believe if God would open up our spiritual eyes, we would look everywhere in this world and we would see the need to pray. It would shout into our ears. We would lay in bed at night and we would not be able to sleep because we would be overcome with the need to pray. But if we could ever grasp the reality of the power of prayer. The enemy, he doesn't want us to realize how powerful prayer is. I believe the devil knows how powerful prayer is. I do. I believe that because of prayer, he's witnessed many things happen. Because of prayer, he's lost people that he had in his clutches. Because of prayer, he's watched people turn and walk away from him and walk into the glory of God. Because of prayer, he's witnessed sickness be healed. He's witnessed the power of a living God. Because of prayer, the devil himself has witnessed the power of prayer. Therefore, he would like nothing more than for us to forget how powerful prayer is. We go back to the scripture, and I'm going to give you one more example. The Bible says that Peter was in prison, but the church began to pray. Hallelujah. You talk about God being able to overcome the natural realm, exercising authority over the natural realm. This goes back to what I said a few minutes ago, and I'm going to close with this, so just listen for another moment. In the natural realm, there's nothing the church could have done. Peter was in prison. Not only was he in prison, but hear me. He was in prison, and the adversary had laid heavy upon his life. But the Bible says that the church began to pray. Hallelujah. And when the church began to pray, suddenly something began to happen. Something in the supernatural, something beyond their ability, something began to take place. And as they were praying, God began to move. Because their prayer caught the ear of God. Their prayer moved the heart of God. Their prayer caused the hand of God to spring into action. And they prayed for Peter, who was in prison. And while they were praying, God began to move. And there they were. The Bible said they were still praying. They did not even yet realize that their prayer had been answered. They were still calling on God on behalf of Peter when they heard a knock at the door. And suddenly the woman, she goes to the door. She opens it up and she slams the door. She comes back inside and she said, it must be Peter's angel because he just knocked on the door. What they didn't realize was while they were praying, God began to move and God answered their prayer. And I will tell you again this morning, whoever you are listening on this line, maybe you listen to the playback, whatever situation you're facing in your life, the situation that we are facing in this nation, the situation that we are going through in this world, the only hope, the only answer is the power of a praying people, the power of a people that know that when we pray that God's going to hear us, the power of a people that will put their trust in God and by faith lay their need in His lap. That is the only hope we have as children of God, is to know that God hears us when we pray. Prayer is more powerful than we could ever even begin to imagine. And I am praying this morning. I'm going to pray right now. And I am going to ask God to reveal to each and every person just how powerful prayer is. Because if He would show us, if we would realize how powerful prayer is, I believe it would transform our prayer lives. I don't have to get on my knees and hope that maybe God hears me if He's in the mood. But I can get on my knees in confidence, knowing that when I pray, He hears me. And if He hears me, He's going to answer me. I can know that my prayer will catch the ear of God. It'll move His heart, and His hand will spring into action. Father God, I thank You for Your love. I thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. I thank You for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God, I thank You for the privilege we have to pray. What a privilege it is to call on Your name. What a privilege it is to have the confidence, knowing that when we pray according to Your will, that You will hear us. And Father God, I am asking You right now for every person on this line, for every person that will ever hear this message on the playback or by CD. Father God, I am asking today that You would reveal to them the power of prayer. Let us, God, I pray, once again know that there is power in prayer. Let us again today, God, know as Your church, as Your children, Father God, I pray that You would let us begin to know the power of prayer again. For God, it was prayer that held back the flood tide of hell for all of these years. It was prayer that saw the glory, that caused the glorious gospel to travel the length and the breadth of this globe. It was prayer that brought lost loved ones in to salvation. It was prayer that healed sick bodies. It was prayer that made this nation great. But Father, let us realize the power of prayer again. Reveal to us, Father, the power of a praying church. And I ask You, God, in the name of Jesus Christ right now, that for every person that will hear this message, that God, they will suddenly, by divine revelation, begin to understand just how powerful prayer is. And Father God, I am asking that You would raise up men and women, that You would raise up Your children, that You would raise up Your church to once again be a praying church. And Father, I know that as Your children begin to pray, when we by faith begin to come to You again, trusting and knowing that there's power in prayer, Father God, I know that we will see great and mighty things. And Father, I thank You for this. I give You the glory. I give You the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor English. Why don't you go ahead and give a call for salvation, brother?
And if you're listening on this line, maybe somebody invited you to call in. Maybe you stumbled upon this line. Maybe you're going through something in your life. But if you're listening to this message today, and if you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know Him as your personal Savior, if you've not yet come to know Him as your Lord, let me tell you today, the Bible says, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And honestly, I thank God that it said whosoever, because that means that I could call on God. That means that no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been,
that you can call on God by faith, and you will be saved. The Bible tells us that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came to this world, and he paid a debt that he did not owe. He gave his life at Calvary. He shed his innocent blood for you and for me. God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If you're on this line today and you don't know Jesus, if you're on this line today and you're not a Christian, let me tell you today, God wants to save your soul. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus Christ, his only Son, to die upon a cruel, wicked cross to pay the debt of your sin. The only way you can come to the knowledge of salvation is by and through the sacrifice of the cross, that the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said if you will believe in your heart and if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will be saved. And I believe today that if you're on this line, if you're listening, if you're not a Christian, all you've got to do, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, ask God to forgive you of your sin, to be the Lord and the Savior, and the Bible says that he will hear you and he will come in. Today, if you are not a Christian and you would like to give your life to the Lord, let me stop and tell you, it'll be the best decision you've ever made in your life. You say, but Brother John, Pastor John, you don't know what I've done. You don't know who I am. You don't know how far I've gone. But I will tell you that you're not out of the reach of God. All you've got to do is by faith come to Jesus Christ. Give your life to him. Accept him. Repent of your sin. And the Bible says you'll be just as saved as anybody else on this line. If you're not saved, if your heart's not right with God, repeat this prayer after me. And if you will say this prayer in faith, and if you will mean it with all of your heart, by the moment you say amen, you're going to be just as saved as anybody else. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and I am a sinner. I acknowledge my sin and my transgression, and I need a Savior. I confess you with my mouth, and I believe in my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. And by faith, I accept and embrace the sacrifice of the cross. I ask you today to forgive me of all of my sins, to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior. From this moment forward, I give my life to you. I ask you now to lead me, guide me, and direct me. And I will do my best to live for you. I accept you today. I accept of my faith the sacrifice that was made at the cross. I accept your love. I accept your forgiveness. And from this moment forward, I will do my best to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor English. If you said that prayer, if you listen today or you listen at a later date and you said that prayer, or you didn't and you wish you had and you'd like to talk to someone or someone to pray with you or talk about what just happened in your life, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 816-729-6649, or you can contact us through our website. All our information there, contact us, is there, www.extendedhandsofgod.org. We'd be glad to pray with you, talk to you, send you a Bible, some literature to help you in your walk with the Lord. And we appreciate you being here this morning. Thank you, Pastor English. Why don't you give your church information, brother?
You can find us on the internet at GallowayFullGospel.com. You can also find us on Facebook. And we also have a mobile app that's free for the iPhone and the Android. Just go to the App Store and you can search Galloway Full Gospel. And there's videos, there's sermons, there's prayer requests, there's a lot more. So we would love to hear from you. And if you're ever in Springfield, Missouri, we would love to meet you.
Amen. I encourage you to go to there. If you're ever in Springfield and visit their church, you'll be blessed. Also, you can give this number to friends or family. It's 605-562-0029 with an access code of 812-193-714. And this is recording number 103, I believe. You're welcome to listen to that, share with others, and any other messages that are on there. If you're interested in any of our CDs, are totally free. You contact us through the phone number given or the website. Be glad to send you some. Thanks, and God bless. See you next Thursday.